All right, and we're back into the financial safari. Now, we receive calls and emails regularly into the show just asking different questions about retirement. I want to get one in front of you, John. This one is coming from Jillian, and kind of a sad situation. Her husband passed away last fall. She writes and says, "Since my husband passed away last fall, I've been trying to pick up from where he left off. He'd spent time every evening comparing investments and watching for new hot stocks on various television shows. Wonder what shows those could be. Now, I've tried my hand at it, and I just feel overwhelmed. With the internet, so many channels of personalities and opinions, I just want to toss up my hands and let the chips fall as they may. What sources do you trust?" Man, John, this sounds like a really common question, just information overload almost.
Absolutely. And far too often we see this when we sit down with clients. In fact, we had a number of situations this year alone in the same situation as Jillian, where there was a death in the, of one of the spouses and the other spouse was handling all the finances. So for Jillian, I mean, one of the better questions we need to ask is, so she doesn't fall into the pitfalls of these money mistakes you were mentioning.
Yeah.
Is to sit down and get a plan put in place and find out what her risk tolerance is, what are her concerns, what are her monthly income needs?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's the most important thing, sitting down and doing retirement planning, is if a client comes in here and they're looking for $5,000 to $6,000 per month, where do we get it from?
Okay.
Is it going to come from Social Security? We know we're going to have money coming there. Is it going to come from a pension? Do they have a traditional pension plan in place?
Right.
For a lot of our listeners, it's going to come from 401ks, IRAs, or even Roth accounts.
Most certainly.
So sitting down and understanding which bucket of money we're going to tap from to generate that monthly check, and also find out which one we pull from, so we're trying to avoid as little taxes as possible.
Mm.
And I think that's the biggest concern a lot of people have, and one of the biggest pitfalls I see is people pull money from the wrong accounts all the time, especially
yeah.
in retirement. You know, I had a lady that came in here a few months ago. She wanted to take $100,000 out of her IRA to put down on a condo in Florida.
Okay.
Well, in order to do that, she's got to pull about $130,000 out. So
yeah.
I sit down and explain to her the impact of doing that and what it would do on taxes into a retirement account.
Wow.
She's basically paying 30% more for that condo than she needed to.
Wow.
And once she realized the impact of taxes from taking out of our IRA, we totally went a different route for her.
Yeah.
So, you know, keeping money in the client's pockets is number one concern for us. You know, it's obviously number one concern for them because there's no point. Nobody likes paying taxes.
Oh, no.
Especially when there's no need for it.
That's right.
So once you sit down and we sat down with her and told her what that would mean to her in her tax situation, I mean, it just opened up her eyes.
Absolutely. You know, that is vitally important. So, folks, if you want to take advantage of getting that analysis done, John mentioned just previously on the show, he is offering a complimentary consultation. If you want to get some questions answered, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. And I know, John, folks don't want to set themselves up for failure. Obviously, they want to do what's best for them. Obviously, we've been working our whole lives to save up this money. It sounds like to me we're just getting wrong information from the wrong sources, maybe folks who really aren't looking out for us, or potentially, like we were saying earlier in the show, just not understanding how to best position our assets.
Well, like I said, the most important thing is to sit down and take a look at, okay, where do you have it currently?
Yeah.
What is it doing? Is it doing what you want it to do? I mean, I had a guy came in here on Tuesday. He had his money. He moved all of his money into a money market within his 457 plan.
Mm.
He's a cop. He's going to be retiring from the city at the end of the year.
Okay.
He's just really afraid of his situation. He remembered what happened in 08, you know, and the negative thing there, when you're sitting down with a guy or a client that has money in a 457 plan,
right?
We can't move that money until they quit, retire, or reach age 70. So they're a lot more limited and restricted than people who have money sitting in a 401k or say a 403b.
Ah.
So understanding where they're at in the ballgame and where he wants to be, like I said, he doesn't want to lose another 40%.
Sure.
So he sees the finish line. I mean, he's right there. He doesn't want to have a fumble like he did a few years back. So again, understanding where you're at, taking a look at the different options that are available. Sometimes people come in and they sit down and they can see the finish line, but they don't understand where they're at and what they're doing. So sometimes people have all these misleading graphs and charts and these nice little pie charts people put together for them, but they don't understand that every one of them segments could have a lot of risk in it.
Yeah.
So again, understand where you're at in the ballgame. What is your purpose? And again, how do we get people to achieve their monthly income needs? Because to me, there's no better peace of mind for a client knowing when their checkbook is getting down to zero on the 30th of every month, it's getting filled back up again on the first. Peace of mind in retirement.
It absolutely is. So folks, the first step is to sit down with a financial coach. So if something we're talking about here resonates with you and you feel that need, whether it's to get a second opinion on your current plan or you want to make sure that what you're doing really is aligned with your goals and the risk tolerance that we're talking about here, call in, set up a time to meet with John Kelly. There is no cost for this visit. That number, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. John, the show really has just flown by. I appreciate you taking the time being with us, really shedding some light on a lot of topics that may be confusing to a lot of people. Do you have any last words for our listeners out there?
Just give us a call. We'll set up an appointment for you. Like I said, we'll give you the 401k survival guide, which is a great read for people, especially in the last few years of their work history, to make sure they position themselves right for the end game is when they actually do take their retirement. And then we'll do a complete portfolio review for them here with Johnny, our financial fiduciary here in the office. So we'll take a look at the risk, what their costs are, and it's a great place to start.
That's fantastic. So folks, if you would like to take advantage of that, just give us a call, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. And really, thank you all for spending your weekend with us. We hope that you found the information on today's show helpful, and we'll look for you again next week, right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.